is Stephen King. No, wait. It's Arthur Slane, and I'm listening to Authors Like Us.
Yeah. All right.
You know what? You love art.
Yeah, I do. My buddy.
So we have to figure out, because we've never done this before. I mean, we've done a podcast, but we've never Skyped it.
No, but I'm James McCann.
All right, I'm Lee Everfoddy.
You're listening to Authors Like Us. So we're going to be interviewing Art Slade today.
That's a cool great photo. Picture. I know.
You know, I'll put this
on the podcast.
Yeah, one of our students. Where was this again? This was in Canada, right?
Yeah. But yeah. Callie's going to freak, but I'm okay with that if you are.
I'll black out her face if she freaks, but you know what? We just won't tell her.
That's much better.
Yeah.
But who do you think she's going to yell at once she finds out?
Oh, you. That's why I'm not scared.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah, we got this photo from one of our students from a camp that we did last year, and it's actually a really great photo.
It is a great photo.
Yeah, so we'll put that on the podcast.
I'm wearing my Yoda shirt.
Everybody can see. We're going to be interviewing Art Slade in about 25 minutes.
Yeah, we're just trying to figure out.
You won't have to listen to us for 25 minutes.
No,
but
we'll edit some of this out.
Yeah, we'll edit some of this out. But we're going to be interviewing him. It'll be our first Skype interview.
Right.
It will be very exciting if this works.
Less so exciting if it doesn't.
Yeah, the good news, though, is that we didn't get lost getting...
No, because I came to
interview.
I came to your place.
It's at my house.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just had to...
I know where you
get
live.
Out of bed, and, yeah, I just had to wake up.
You didn't get lost between your bedroom and the living room?
No, not at all. It's not that... There's actually not even a hallway between...
And your dog is here, Conan. He's, like, the first time Conan's participated in the podcast.
Yeah, he might participate. He actually might say hello or something.
If you hear any barking, we're not getting attacked by wolves.
Yeah, it's just the dog.
Yes.
This could be our version of getting lost here. Oh, wait, I found him right away.
Wow.
Wow, that was fast.
We're pretty good in virtual world.
Hey, dude.
What are you doing?
This is sending an Art a message.
Why? Aren't we calling him?
Yeah, but otherwise it's just going to say, allow me to see you when you're online. And that's boring. It's going to say, hey, dude, this is Authors Like Us.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise he might...
Well, I'm just a nerd. I'm not a computer nerd. I don't... That's, as you know.
Yeah, this is my thing here. All right. So
you're running the show, so...
Yeah. We're going to call him... No.
We'll call him in 20 minutes.
Yeah, we'll call him in 20 minutes.
But it looks like it's all set up. So, wait a minute. So, how does this record? Just like this?
Yeah.
So, it's just going to record off your computer speaker?
That'll work. Yeah, so I should turn on the speaker, I guess. There.
You've been very good with your blog.
I've been very... Well,
my
early days.
I know. That was the same way with me, and then... Now I blog once in a while when something really important happens. But I Twitter a lot.
I'm trying to make things important.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so any little nugget of information which may... You know, sometimes you start taking things for granted, and it's like, you know, you and I both do a lot of teaching and a lot of school visits, so it's like, oh, yeah, just another school visit for us. I mean, it's important, and we do a good job, but we do many of them, and maybe maybe some authors don't do them that often, right?
It's like our students when they get a new teacher, and they think, oh, it's just another author.
Well, do you think they think that? I think the first day of class, I was saying, hey, this person's the greatest person ever. And then my class, it's like, oh, you're just a person.
Well, that's what I mean, kind of.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, once they have us for a little while, they no longer see us as, you know, this person who puts these magical books on the shelves. And the same thing with school visits. You know, after you've done a few, you sort of forget that, you know, that it's such an honor to do every single one.
Right. And so what I try to do is I always try to remember something from the day that is really cool, like some connection with a kid or something a kid came to me and asked or anything like that that helps make it stand out, because they all do in a certain way. But then I don't record it, or do you know what I mean? I don't.
Yeah.
It just kind of is what it is. So I'm trying to, on my blog, one of the things I'm really trying to just kind of chronicle as I work on my new book. I've never done that before, like kind of kept an online journal of how it's going and showing things. And I'm doing that because I've had some requests from people, and so I can put it up there and show people. But at the same time, part of the working process is, for example, going to do a school visit or teaching a class and getting sparked, or something comes up, or in my case, I think tomorrow's blog will be this is why I don't have time to write, because I spent the weekend making up that Star Wars game that I'm teaching tonight, right? Because those kids in that one class are such Jedi freaks, and so am I, so I just totally spent...
Considering you're borrowing my cloak and lightsaber, I guess I have to admit that I am too.
Yeah. But I have to show you those cards. I made these little Star Wars Jedi cards that...
It'll be interesting to talk to Art and find out, you know, what his experiences are in the writing world, and talk about some of his hobbies, because he has some interesting hobbies
as
well. Yeah, we'll talk to him about
it.
I won't give anything away.
Otherwise,
we'll really, really have nothing to talk about.
As I tried to explain to our friend Sarah last night, we don't, as she, you know, was so surprised that we don't do any prep. But, I mean, really, because we are trying not to ask direct questions about the books. Inevitably, we will always talk about books, because when you're an author, I think it's such a part of you. Like, how can you talk about your life without talking about these alternate universes you live in? But we try not. I mean, we try not to specifically say, tell us about your latest book, or what inspires you, or, you know, we get to those things, but I don't think we try to find out more about the person.
There was a great Jerry Seinfeld episode that I watched the other day where it was actually, I think, one of the first episodes, and he's at a house party and somebody recognizes him and says to him, where do you get all your inspiration for your jokes? And he looks at the guy and he says, I hear voices. I listen to the voices in my head, and they generally tell me what to say. Sometimes it's funny. So I say those things. And I just thought that was such a great answer. I mean, you know, only a comedian could get away with something like that, because if we tried that, we'd get printed and we'd, you know, wind up in the nut house. But, okay, I think we should probably cut this off now. And we're going to be talking to Art in about 10 minutes. We'll maybe freshen up our coffee and...
After the races.
Yeah.
How do you guys know each other?
Through Shelley Herlitschka.
Yeah.
You were in town one day, and we all had dinner at Banana Leaf.
That's right. What year was that? I'm trying to think what year it was. Was it 10 BC?
Well, you know, I just had a birthday, so that would make sense, about 100 years ago.
Yeah, you're looking good. Yeah, we just celebrated James's birthday last night.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, happy birthday.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you. It's actually sort of the birthday week, because it was a week ago, but...
I thought I saw something on Facebook.
He likes to extend it.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, we're here in Vancouver, and it's kind of a miserable cold day. How's it? You're in Saskatoon, near Saskatoon?
I don't see any windows in your room.
If I dared to lift up my laptop, I could show you. But there are windows in my room, and it's actually really quite nice out. And I think it's -2, which for January in Saskatoon is amazing.
Okay, good.
Yeah, originally from Winnipeg, so I understand.
Oh, yeah.
-2, so you're getting out the shorts and the t-shirts.
So you two have a prairie connection, but Art, I was looking on your website the other day, noticed you said on your website that you grew up on a farm.
Yes.
And you
I did. Is that okay?
Is that okay? Yes, because we're connecting with you, because
we're cutting this off now.
Why does this happen with all our interviews? No, we've never lost anyone yet. No, I felt a connection to you because I grew up on a farm in BC. And I had a miserable... I like to always complain about how miserable my childhood was, because I always had to clean the chicken coop by myself and think about all the different chores I had to do. But now, in retrospect, it actually helped me become a much better writer, because I became a very good daydreamer. I was so bored that I would always make up stories to entertain myself. So I was just wondering if you could relate to that, if that was something that you did when you were a kid.
Actually, no, not at all.
no
because
connection.
Our cows used to pump themselves, and they didn't have to do any work. Totally, I can relate to it. Although we didn't have a chicken coop, I did have to. I had to do a lot of swathing. I was the person who ran with a self-propelled swather, so that's what I would do in the summertime. Like, we didn't go on holidays in the summertime. We just worked.
Neither
all
did
summer.
We worked all summer.
My holidays were actually to go to the farm.
What's wrong with us? Art, it took me till I was about in my mid-20s before I realized that summer you could go on vacation.
Like, I long left the farm and everything, and I would never take vacation in summer because, for me, mentally, summer's not the time you take vacation. It's when
still,
you work really
still
hard.
Don't actually take vacation. Your vacations are still work. It's like going to camps and stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Anyways, I'm a bet. You're right.
That's what training's all about, though. Exactly. I mean, when I take a vacation, it's like if I go to a festival, which is apparently work, and then you might spend an extra day there. That's my vacation. Kind
yeah.
of
that's what we do, too.
That's what we do.
I just did that. I went to Philadelphia. So
here, I'll let you see Lee.
Do you notice
that Lee is somebody else there?
It's only me.
So do you, for our listeners, we're playing with Skype and the webcam.
Yeah.
Yes.
So do you, so for you, it's not work to go to a festival. You
it is. I mean, it can be, it's usually quite enjoyable, but it's still work in the sense that you're on, you're performing.
Yeah.
It's just a different type. It's not the same type of work as writing, which is, of course, a much more singular thing and tends to take up a lot more time. So the festival is a break from writing. I guess it's not really a holiday. I guess a holiday is going to Mexico and suntanning for a week, which I've never done, but someday.
I can't actually do that because my brain won't turn off. I actually need to go climb temples and things. For me, I need to be put into peril, and then my mind is so intent on survival, like making keeping my body alive, then I can actually turn my brain off from writing.
I still think I could do it. I think I could go somewhere and just read a book for a whole week. That would be just so wonderful to not have to do anything else.
Well, you know, Art, it's still early in the new year. You can make that a goal.
Yes, I could.
But you've got a lot of books coming out.
Yeah, I've got a deadline.
You're very prolific.
I'm writing as we're talking, really.
Excellent. How about your treadmill? Are you on the treadmill?
I'm on the treadmill right now. Here, you can hear me start it up.
Excellent. Oh, cool. Yeah, Art's got a treadmill that has a computer attached to it that he can write and walk at the same time.
No, that's not serious.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, totally, that's what I'm doing right now. I can write, walk, and talk.
Seriously, Art, do you actually write while you're walking on the treadmill?
I do. I've got my little wireless keyboard. I've got my little monitor.
So
I write a number of words a day, but I walk about 10 kilometers a day while I'm writing.
Do you still have that video up on YouTube?
Yep, it's still there.
Okay, we'll put a link to it so that people can go and check it out.
So it's a video of you walking and writing?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is incredible. So you blew his mind. You did. So this is my next question, because to be honest, I often do a lot of writing in my head when I'm on my bike.
Yeah. I actually stand up at my treadmill because I have a big desk. So if I'm not walking, then I'm standing.
Really?
And it feels totally natural. I mean, make sure I bought good shoes. And it now feels unnatural and uncreative to sit down.
Wow.
And to sit down and try and create. Well, I guess the example is when I used to, at least it happened to me, if you sit down and you write for 40 minutes or an hour straight, by the end of that 40 minutes, an hour, you're getting kind of tired. Like you just naturally kind of sag down. But if you're walking on a treadmill, and I'm not walking very fast, you tend to your energy level stays up, and you stay focused. And so I used to just write for 40 minutes and then take a break. Now I write for an hour and then take a break.
Wow.
And it doesn't faze me. I don't get tired. Until I step off the treadmill, then I'm tired.
And you get into better shape, too.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to sound like I'm advertising these things, but I lost 17 pounds at the same time, so...
So sign up now through this podcast only, the Art Slay Walking and Writing special.
Yeah, and
for $9.99.
Mermaid things that you can put in your fish tank and they'll grow into sea. No, I don't know what they are.
Yeah.
Seahorses, that's what you used to get.
Sea monkeys, otherwise known as bacteria or shrimp.
You have to offer the special Ginsu knives that can cut through tin cans and tomatoes and shoes.
And slap chalk that will also help with your verbs.
Yeah,
there you go.
Do you not write when you're on the road? Like, if you're going to, so I'm assuming you go to a lot of festivals and things. For me, I find it very difficult to write when I'm doing. doing that kind of thing, right? Like, I'm on the road, I'm talking, I'm promoting. But some people can write in the airport and on the plane and in the hotel room. Do you?
I can do a bit, but
you don't have your treadmill.
Yeah, I don't have my treadmill, but also I don't. I think I'm too lazy. If I get to a hotel room, it's like, oh, it's a different TV than the one I do at home.
They have different shows.
Yeah, but often too, I guess other people have different energy levels. If I'm going to do a festival, that burns a lot of energy for me to, you know, to stand in front of people and talk. So when I get done that, it's really hard to go back to the hotel room and then go, oh, I'm going to get right into my novel now. So. Yeah, I wish I could. I really have to kind of concentrate on and change it. I know that other people can do it. I see people blogging from their airplanes and all sorts of things like that. It's like, well, I'd rather like watch a movie and get the trip over with.
Right. Well, blogging's one thing, but I mean, it sounds like you compartmentalize a little bit. You have to get into the right space to do your writing then?
I don't, because I can write anywhere, and I do write on the plane, and I have written. I should say what motivates me is if I'm on a deadline.
That's actually my only motivator.
Yeah.
So you're destroying this romantic vision we have of your writing process right now. You don't wake up every morning with the birds singing and going, I'm gonna conquer that book today. Yeah, I'm gonna go explore my world. It's like, no, yeah, I'm gonna be locked in the basement. Get on my treadmill.
Turn on the AC/DC.
That's exactly it. AC/DC, Iron Maiden. That's what keeps me going. And you can't do the birds.
That was Art Slade. My Bond was heavy metal.
Exactly.
So I used to love heavy metal, and then I turned 15. But you guys still love heavy metal, right?
Oh yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
So you
Art, know, Art actually still gets to go to all the concerts.
I'm always
looking at these Facebook things.
But are those guys still alive?
Yeah.
Some of them are.
Yeah.
Some of them are.
I think some of them have gone through rehab and are able to still perform.
Yeah. I think the last heavy metal concert I went to was probably a long time ago. It was the Scorpions and Alice Cooper. Awesome. It was pretty good.
Wow.
I loved the Scorpions when I was 14.
So, yeah. Oh, totally. I still love the Scorpions.
But
yeah.
Do you listen to heavy metal while you write?
Of course.
Well, looking at the Hunchback assignments, I can actually totally see a heavy metal soundtrack to it. And you're actually working on the sequel now, is that right? Can I say that?
I finished the second, but right now I have the copy edit of the second book, so that's due next week. But I'm also working on the third book, which is due on March the 1st.
Wow.
So
can I get a screenshot of you holding that up just so people can see how thick that is? I can remember how you can do that.
This is only half of it because I've been going through it. But yeah, this is what I'm working on right now. And I do listen to a lot of heavy metal. I do actually put on iTunes is wonderful book for putting on mix lists, right?
Right.
Or whatever you're writing about. So let me see.
But you are clearly have the ability to multitask because do you listen to music when you write?
Yes. Yeah.
But I can't listen to music that has words.
And I go to coffee shops too, so you know the noise.
I know, but I can't. Okay.
You need silence.
No, I can. I like actually listening to music. But I like listening.
We should include Art in this.
No, no, I am.
Oh, are you still here? What's going on? Oh,
hey, Art, I'm talking to both of you. What I'm saying is, I need to listen to music like movie soundtracks. So, Art, you're listening to heavy metal, you're walking on your treadmill, and you're writing a giant novel.
Yeah. It totally, for me, it blocks out the rest of the world. And
are you also baking bread?
I don't. Pardon me?
Are you also baking bread at the same time?
Only every second morning.
Oh, okay.
But it does. It blocks out the world, and I don't actually hear. I don't hear the lyrics, you know, while I'm writing. But it's just my part of my mind must be listening to or keeping my heart must be beating faster, and therefore I must write faster. That's kind of the theory.
I have to admit that with heavy metal, I've never actually listened to the lyrics, which is why I probably have enjoyed it for as long as I have. Because the lyrics, when I have listened to them, are pretty scary lyrics.
They are. They are kind of horrible, but they're perfect if you're writing a steampunk book.
Yeah. So
steampunk.
Yeah. We'd like to talk to you about that.
Yeah, actually. It's a new. Fairly hot thing, the steampunk.
Yeah. It's new in the sense that it's hot now, but I mean it's not a new genre by any means. What interested you in going into it?
Yeah, it's been around since the 80s, I guess, is when they first coined the term for steampunk. And, when I started this series, I didn't really think of it as steampunk so much as I just wanted to write a Victorian novel that was slightly different, that had some kind of science fiction aspect to it. And it wasn't until I was done the book and started talking to, my agent and started talking to my publishers, and everybody started going, well, what's a label for this we can put on? Steampunk. Oh, well, that works.
So you didn't set out to research it and decide, okay, this is how this is my make this steampunk.
Yeah, it wasn't like, this is my contribution to the steampunk genre.
No, not until, it really wasn't until the book was done that then you start to think about the marketing and where it actually fits kind of with all the, does it have vampires? No, so it doesn't have
vampires.
So it must fit somewhere else, kind of. And I think the publishers are kind of looking for that place where they can put it. So, yeah. And steampunk, it was just pure luck that steampunk seems to be becoming a little bit hotter now, at the same time this book came out. And the same time that I think Scott Westerfeld released Leviathan, right. That's the one that really kind of brought it to the young adult reader's attention. So,
Art, you're selling yourself short. You're supposed to tell us that you had this grand plan to ride the wave of steampunk.
But I find it interesting that basically you're saying that you just write what you love and live.
Or is there something, or you could view you could think of this question in a positive way in terms of, is it, like, talking about reading a book on the beach in Mexico, is there something that just gets you away out of your inspiration?
Oh, I think totally. Whenever Britney Spears appears on TV, I feel very uninspired, like there's something wrong with the universe. what else doesn't inspire me?
So it actually sucks your energy out of you, and you have to fiercely hunt for the remote.
Even that I mentioned that, totally.
I can feel the energy right now.
Maybe I should say it's more, not Britney Spears, because that's cruel of me to pick Britney out of all these other people I could have picked. It's more the last three Star Wars movies, whenever they appear on TV, I just feel sad. And
really?
That sucks.
We're big Star Wars geeks here. We talked about Star Wars this morning.
Yeah.
Inevitably,
for like an hour.
Yeah.
Well, see.
I was loaning him my lightsaber, and
he's not joking.
So, yeah.
No, he doesn't look like a man who jokes.
You don't joke about Star Wars.
No, I'm just saying that I like the first three.
Right.
Which are really, aren't they the 4, 5, 6?
Right.
The last three, I could have.
It's not the same without Han Solo.
So bad art. Say takes away
bad
your inspiration.
Art.
What you interpret art? What
bad
you,
art.
Bad art.
Art.
Bad art. No. What what you interpret as bad or terrible creativity sucks out your energy.
Totally.
Totally.
Things that are designed for marketing and not for story.
Things that could have been better.
Things that could have been better.
Yeah.
I'm picking on Star Wars, but there's all sorts of. For instance, I'm the third book that I'm writing in the series is supposed to be inspired by all the different British adventure novels that happened in Africa and that sort of thing. Well, I'm trying to think the name of a character. There's a Alan Quatermain was a kind of famous. People read about him a lot, like 1873.
Right. Yeah.
So I saw these Alan Quatermain movies on sale at this video store, and I thought, wow, this is great. I'm going to buy these, and they're going to inspire me. I could not get through either of them.
I saw the first one in the theater.
You saw the first one?
In the theater.
Did it have Patrick Swayze in it, or did it have somebody else?
It was somebody else.
Okay, yeah, then you saw it, yeah. The Patrick Swayze one just killed me, because it's a British guy. Patrick Swayze plays him as an American. Suddenly, he's not even British anymore. I just thought, oh, I'm done, I can't watch it.
Yeah, that's, do you have any other final words of wisdom you want to add to our legions, our millions of listeners worldwide?
Yeah, all six of them.
I would have to say, up the irons, go Iron Maiden. No, wait a second. That's what I wanted to say.
I'm half expecting for you to pull out a lighter right now and wave it in front of the screen.
Well, I can show you my Iron Maiden watch if you want, but you can't really see it.
That's not seriously an Iron Maiden watch.
It totally is. You can't see it, but it has a cover of one of the Iron Maiden albums.
Yeah, no, I can certainly. Okay, you have full credibility.
So yes, up the irons. That's all I have to say as a final word.
Okay.
And go hobbits.
Go hobbits. strange but somewhat appropriate in this podcast.
You happen to have one of your books with you?